It is a Positive Chats podcast on the air from Monday, January 17th. Today, we have a guest that I cannot be any more honored and humbled to have on with us today. Mark Dvornik is a guy that I worked with in Los Angeles, partnered with him with the John Tesh radio show, and we worked together co-producing John's TV show. And never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that our professional lives would cross paths again. But Mark has produced a docuseries on Pure Flix, and it's called Rockin' on Heaven's Door. Mark!
Hey, Chris. Good to hear from you, my friend. It's wonderful to be on Yes FM. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out. I know you've been busy lately. You've been putting together the show for Pure Flix, and let's just start there. I mean, Pure Flix, it's one of those.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about Pure Flix and what you have going on over there.
So Pure Flix is amazing. It has a lot of family and faith and just wonderful movies and shows for people. And they were acquired by Sony Affirm. Affirm Studios and Sony has now bought them. So they're really growing, but they just have a treasure trove of great programming for people to watch. And for people who are looking for a good resource or real base to find programming, PureFlix sure is a good place to look.
It sounds like you can almost say that PureFlix is the Christian version of Netflix.
I have not heard it put that way, but I think that is perfect.
You sat down with Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you sat down with Tobin Mack and American Idol, Melinda Doolittle. And so what started this idea of sitting down and understanding how their faith really guides them through life's journey?
You have to look no farther than Nashville, where this all started. And this started by a group of people that were trying to help people during the time of the crisis that we've had during the pandemic. And Hope 20 was formed. Hope 20 is for touring artists and musicians, people that had struggled during the pandemic, and then also musicians that were in Nashville, as well as anybody living in the 8-county area. And this was providing support and help to everybody in that group, people that were affected because they couldn't tour, were affected because they couldn't provide the same living for their family. And so Hope 20 came alongside and was providing, helping with rent payments, helping with mortgage payments. There was also a food service where we gave out food to anybody that needed that with One Gen Away. We partnered at some of the local venues with Bluebird Cafe and with Third and Lindsay and Puckett's. And then we also had about 100 classes that we offered and had Zoom classes. And we're offering all these different facets to help artists, to help musicians, to help people that were traveling that needed help. Because we all like to be entertained. We just forget that it takes a lot of people to do that.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you know there at your shop, it takes a lot of people to bring together shows. And so this is standing alongside of them. This Hope20.org. Fell underneath ACT, which is Artists and Christian Testimony International. And Brian Spradlin, who is over ACT, is someone that was a musician, but also wanted to start this charity. So we're just blessed to be helping others while doing this. And then it was felt that it would be a good idea to sit down with some artists to kind of speak to that community. And so when originally we were sitting down, the thought was, okay, well, it'll be seen in Nashville, it'll be seen places, but this is really for people in the industry to kind of understand and be motivated and encouraged in how faith is getting through these artists. And then as we were shooting it, one of the things that we realized was what a gem this was, that this was really applicable to anyone. So think of kind of looking in a candy store. This was kind of looking in the candy store for the outside. But now the public has an opportunity to see it. And I think it's really a blessing for everyone that these artists took time to kind of share. So if you're a professional in the industry, you'll be motivated. If you're someone out there that's just been struggling a little bit and just trying to get back on track, there's something in there. And what you'll find is God's word throughout. And the Holy Spirit is really moving through a lot of these artists. And it's very inspiring to sit down and hear their testimony as they help us navigate these trying times.
And that's the one thing that really front and center for them. They always, if it weren't for the grace of God, and if it weren't for God's power, and they always put Christ up in front.
Without question. And I think one of the interesting parts in the show is we ask each one of the artists what one of their favorite Bible verses are. And I think it's very telling because each one is different, but each one is so rich. And as we know, very profitable when we ingest it. So, for instance, Toby Mac's favorite verse was from Isaiah 43:9. And it was, "Behold, I am doing a new thing now, and it springs faith. Do you receive it? And do you perceive it?" And his whole thing was, hey, I am doing something new. And it's so interesting that we're in the new year and we're all doing something new or trying to do something new. But do we perceive that God is doing something new in our life? And I thought that was a very inspiring verse, of which I did not know that verse until he said it. But I thought that, found that very encouraging.
Let's talk about you for a second. You put the docuseries together. You've been successful with Paramount Pictures in Hollywood. You've built television studios. You've worked across the world, and you've launched just a ton of projects. With all that history and with how rich your career has been, you accepted Christ really on a cross-country train across China. As a successful businessman, what was it about Jesus that got you? How did he reach you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm in China. I am taking a slow train through China. It's about a 1936 train. It's painted a Kelly green, and it's moving slow. And it had, I don't know how many stops. It took 10 and a half hours to get from Harbin, which is in the north part of China, to Beijing. And during that, I was reading a teaching Bible. I was reading a John MacArthur teaching Bible that someone had given to me. And I couldn't believe that I had never read the Bible. I'd studied film, obviously studied television. I was an English major, had read all the great works, but I had not read the greatest work of all by the greatest author. And once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down. And what inspired and invigorated me was the love that I saw in it. And it touched my heart, and I couldn't put it down. And finally, it's up to Christ on that train as I was riding to Beijing. And I've been on fire for Christ ever since.
Catching up with Mark Dvornix. He has a show. It's called Rockin' on Heaven's Door. And, you know, the really cool thing about this, Mark, is that you've sat down with Toby Mac in this project. You've sat down with Jonathan Cain from Journey. Others would know him as the husband of Paula White. And along the way, you worked with Joel Osteen to John Tesh. Of all the people that you've worked with, Stephen Baldwin and John Schneider, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, is there one person who most inspires you?
You know, for me, I'm inspired by people that want to be their best. And it doesn't matter where you are. And one of the people that inspired me when I was working on the John Tesh show was Chris Shannon. Every single day, you wanted to be the best of what you were trying to do. And that inspired me. And for me, when I've had an opportunity to coach people, and I've had an opportunity to mentor people, the most exciting thing is to see people use God's gifts and put effort to it to do great work. And that's what I see in you. And what I really enjoy when I get out there is being able to inspire other people. I've been inspired by a lot of people. The people that inspire me the most are the ones that have humility. You mentioned the Tesh family, and I mentioned just a so much of love. And you have to look no farther than Connie Sellecca, who's just amazing wife to John Tesh and John and Gibb and that family. But that's a family. And I think so many times when we're operating in business, when we can work together with people that you see as family and friends, and with love, you're helping others to do the best they can be, that to me inspires me. And it's all over. And all of us can find that at work today. We can find it in friendships, but we have to be looking for it and looking for the heart of God in those people that God made.
You know, you got me all red-faced and bashful about that, right? That last part.
True. And look at you now. Yeah. Look what you're doing now.
Mark Dvornix is a guy that, for me, and I'll just tell you a little bit about yourself here in a second, because when John first tasked me to put together all things Nielsen ratings for the television program, and you and I first met and started working together, there are those in life who, if you're lucky enough to meet and blessed enough to get to work alongside with, Mark, your gifts make not just the show better, but it made all of us better. And I cannot tell you how many times, because I didn't understand back then working in TV what the mark was. John is a longtime TV guy. You're a longtime TV guy. Uncut from radio, John Tasmy in television. I didn't really understand what the level was. And there were so many moments that you sat down with me and just helped me understand things. And my life is more richer because of you. And the opportunity to see ourselves come full circle again, to talk about your project on Yes FM, where I started my career, is the biggest honor. So, Mark, thank you for everything that you've done for me personally. It means a lot to me. So thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Rockin' on Heaven's Door is now available on Pure Flix. One of those sure. artists that you sat down with was Toby Mac. Was there a story that he gave that really inspires you the most?
I think it's leadership. And I think leadership takes many forms. But I think what Toby expresses and shines at is taking care of his people. And as God has tasked us with taking care of those who can't take care of themselves, I'd be remiss without mentioning today is Martin Luther King Day. And when we look at leaders and we look at Martin Luther King, we have to look no farther than some of the pearls and the beautiful things that he left with us. And one of the quotes that I saw of his that I love was, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. And a lot of us need to walk in faith. And what I've noticed is that people walking in faith, you can see it. And with Toby Mac, it's beautiful.
He's had people that had been on tour with him, working for him alongside for 18 years that were single. Now they are parents. One of the stories that he gave about taking care of his own in a moment when they really needed Toby most.
Without question. And I think what he touched on, which we don't think about, is that family that's on the road and his authenticity of trying to be the same person off stage that then walks on stage together. And as that family travels, and we saw that obviously when John Tesh goes on tour and it's a family on the bus and everybody's lives are together and they're praying together, the same thing is true with Toby. But one thing that Toby brought up that kind of opens people's eyes, it's just how many people are involved in setting up a concert. Toby talked about being out on concert. We have 100 people that could help set up that concert. He said, now something like Taylor Swift, it could be over 300 people. And you don't think about the scope and the size and the scale of how big that is. But he talked about that community. And I think that was beautiful the way that he described it.
There were three different artists that you worked alongside with. American Idol's Melinda Doolittle. You worked with Jonathan Cain from Journey, who is also married to Paula White, evangelist. I thought it was really interesting, the timing, because Jonathan Cain just performed on the New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest on ABC. The timing of him being on that show and on yours could not have been better. Who would have known that he was a faith guy?
Let me tell you, I think the biggest thing with Jonathan Cain is that he is the real deal. You talk about a man of faith. You talk about a rocker in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. One headlining, he played Lollapalooza in Chicago, headlined with Post Malone in July. He goes on and plays Central Park. And then where is he? On Ryan Seacrest, ABC, three songs right before the ball drops. There he is in prime time. And I had lunch with him last week. We were talking about it. In the history of Journey, they had never played Times Square for the ball drop. What I love in there is that you learn about Don't Stop Believing and where that came from, of which he then writes it, and it becomes one of the number one rock anthem downloaded of all time. But Don't Stop Believing was actually something his dad said to him when he was on the road, and he kept encouraging. He says, son, don't stop believing. And one of the things that's beautiful about Jonathan Cain is just his faith and also his perseverance. And I think when you hear his quote, what his favorite Bible verse was from James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Jonathan Cain has persevered. Jonathan Cain is one that knows overcoming, and you learn about a tragedy. Oh my gosh, an incredible tragedy where all these children had died at a school in a fire, including some nuns, and almost 100 people died. And that would scar him. But also he talked about the covering of grace that came to the people there. And his faith, if you sit with him, you just hear it. And obviously Paul is a phenomenal pastor, but they're a great dynamic duo.
Mark, it has been so good catching up with you again today. The project with Mark Dvornik is called Rockin' on Heaven's Door. It's a docuseries. You can see it on the PureFlix app. You can download it across your smart TVs, pretty much all of your smart gadgets right now, and just set up a username and password. Mark, can we follow you on social media?
You absolutely can. Pretty easy to find me. My last name is Dvornik, D-V-O-R-N-I-K, and I'm the only one on Facebook, only one on Instagram. I think I'm the only one on Twitter with that name, the only one on LinkedIn. So look for me, find me. Would love for people want to follow. Thank you. That would be great. And I want to end with a quote, if that's possible, which is one from Martin Luther King, which is, hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. And I think the biggest thing that we have to remember is to act in love. And my transformation in accepting Christ was having love in my heart and having that love that was always there and having it just explode like an Olympic fire, because loving others is what we have to work on every day to do. And when we do that, we can change the world.
Mark, thank you so much for spending a few minutes today. What's amazing is that there is so much ground we can still talk about.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me.
Oh, thank you. Can I pray over you before we cut you loose?
Oh, please. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for Mark. And I think really ultimately the missionary that you've placed him into in media. It's such a unique position. I think a lot of times we think of missionary work is going into different countries and going into different places and just leaving the United States, I think, in a lot of ways. But Father, you've put him into missionary work inside the media with this rich history you've given him. And Father, I thank you for really the partnership that I think ultimately just our work history together. I am so humbled and so honored. And Father, I think ultimately in the work that you're about ready to put him into, Father, I thank you that you've already set this man's footsteps in the right direction and for the harvest that you continue to pull in because of Mark's work. And God, I thank you again for our time together. Bless the rest of his week. We speak health, we speak prosperity, and we speak good across everything that Mark does. We thank you again for our time together, and thank you that I get to call him friend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Great talking to you, my friend.